All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Dave Webb. He's the CEO of 60 North Gold. And Dave, it's good to see you. How are you?
It's very good. Nice to see you there in sunny Vancouver.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day and a beautiful time to talk about the company. So give me a little background here on 60 North.
60 North is a company that was purpose-built. So it was created to acquire the Mon property that my private company had owned for decades. So we got it together. The idea was 60 North will finance the $6 million required to get the mine up and going. And at that time, I will convert to a carried interest, which subsequently got negotiated to an equity interest in 60 North. So we're right there now. 60 North owns 100% of the project. And my company is the largest shareholder of 60 North at 25%.
Okay, let's talk about this Mon Gold project, because you mentioned that you know that one very, very well. In fact, you've worked it for some time, right?
Yeah, not quite half a century, but getting close.
So tell me about it. What did you like about it originally?
Well, Yellowknife is an Archean gold belt. So it's very similar to Red Lake and Timmins and Val-d'Or, ones that are known better to the investment community. Yellowknife, being in the Northwest Territories, wasn't as well studied, wasn't as well visited, and it was controlled by two companies. The Con Mine was owned by Cominco, and it had everything to the south of the city, and north of the city was Giant Mines, and they controlled everything up there. And they had enough resources to keep them happy and going for almost a century. So it was really good, really big, not well exposed. I did my master's thesis up there. I did my PhD up there. And I said, but look at all these other gold deposits. In fact, Cominco had in their little warehouse this Mon Gold property. And it was spectacular. It was found by prospectors in 1937, so it's got a long history. They went in and saw this quartz vein on the side of the hill, and it ran multiple ounces of gold per ton over 5 to 6 feet for 125 feet. And those are excellent numbers. Cominco sunk a shaft, did some underground development, and couldn't find the vein. Frustrating. So it sat for a long time until my group picked it up, and we found out where the vein went. We started mining it.
So Dave, let's talk about where you are right now. You mentioned that, you know, as far as corporately what's going on, but as project-wise, what needs to be done now?
We are mining it. So the first thing we did was we got permits, and getting permits to mine anything in North America or anywhere in the world is difficult. You have all your ESG issues labeled on top of all of the normal stuff that you used to have. So we have our permits to put in a mine, put in a mill, process the material, pour gold bars, and deposit the tailings in a dry stack tailings site. So we did that. The next step was, let's get all the mining equipment, brought it in winter roads, those classic winter roads that the diamond mines use, brought in scoop trams, trucks, shovels, camps, generators, compressors, everything we needed to start mining. And last year was our first chance. Unfortunately, it was a COVID year. So we had a few extra layers that we had to deal with. The Northwest Territories had a hard boundary. You could not go into the Northwest Territories as a visitor, as a tourist. So it was difficult to get people in. You had to get permission to work orders. You had to get a bunch more stuff that you didn't normally have to do. So we got going, we got mining, and we got almost to our goal. So we were about 60 meters short of hitting our high grade zone. So that's where we are today. We reloaded the mine, resupplied everything, and it's ready now to the miners to show up and start digging it.
And when do you plan to have that, have them on site and digging it? How long will that take you? Pretty well the most of the year, is that what you'll be doing?
Well, we really only have to do about a month and a half worth of work. That will allow us to get into the high-grade gold zones, take it out, demonstrate to investors, our shareholders, that there it is. We said it was going to be there. We're not just a hole in the ground with an idea. So we'll have some tonnage brought up. The key with the Mon property is its past production history. It took out 15,000 tons and recovered 15,000 ounces of gold. So at that grade, every ton we bring up should contain about 1 ounce of gold. And that's absolutely stupendously rich.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's an exciting time for you and the company. And I look forward to hearing more about this work that's happening over the next month and a half, Dave. So great to see you. Thank you very much for the update. Appreciate it.
Nice talking to you, Steve. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. There's Dave Webb, the CEO of 60 North Gold.